Ahmed Taba, would you just explain what's going on today here in Courchevel?
So today we're looking for benchmarking our younger athletes against each other to see our talent pool for the future. Beyond that, we go ahead and we look for training programs for the kids. We try to engage them, keep them interested in skiing, and trying to do this, you know, sport long term. And it's basically about fostering and maintaining interest in the sport of skiing.
How many young skiers are here today?
So today we have around 12, 13 young skiers. We have another event on the 9th. We're expecting more people to attend the 9th, maybe another 15, 20 people. And so in total, we would have seen about 35 skiers. We'll be holding another event at some point in the future, probably in Ski Dubai, which is in a mall in Dubai, very close to Saudi Arabia. It'll be probably easier and cheaper to get a wider net of people.
What about these 12 skiers? Are they going to ski today?
Oh, definitely. They have a free ski program. And then beyond that, they're going to have lunch. And then they're going to have a slalom course.
Talking about Saudian, because of course here in Courchevel, we welcome many of you. Do you know how many Saudians ski?
Oh, I would say thousands of Saudians ski. I know another three or four Saudi families that have owned real estate in Courchevel for at least 30, 40 years. I mean, we've been coming here for 35 years, and I know there have people that have predated us in Courchevel. So Saudis love to ski. You know, you always like contrasts.
One or two words about this building. You know, Courchevel do now have an amazing place for the sports club. What do you think of it?
Well, I think this is a fantastic philanthropic effort, and I mean, it's amazing that this guy donated so much money to build such a beautiful structure. I think this is going to help put Courchevel more on the ski map for racing and, you know, as the premier ski destination in the world, I think.
Thank you very much.